at 8:29. Does anybody have anything they would like to report out this evening? Ms. Miranda Jimenez?
Well, that was really exciting. Ah, I'm losing the mic. That was really exciting, and it's always such a pleasure to honor our staff, our teachers, our classified, our district, and we have amazing, amazing people here, and it's evident in the success in the students. And so that's my segue into all the activity. Going to Cameron for the IB authorization meeting was very, very informative. The evaluator was excellent. Mr. Flowers and I were there together. Cameron did a great job of setting a welcoming tone from the moment you entered into the parking lot, and the evaluator was a very helpful and very supportive. So I really am appreciative that I had the opportunity to be there, because it, like I said, it was very informative. Vines Open House, excellent PowerPoint presentations from the fifth graders about themselves. You could see that there was a lot of excitement. I had two students walk me through them. I was really impressed, the kindergartners and what they're doing, and the third graders, and just every grade. It was a lot of fun, and I have to, they're not here any longer, but Ms. Lessiger, oh my God, her name is escaping me right now, our dual immersion TOSA. They have been at every open house, so thank you, Janet, Ms. Rivera. So to see them both as the, right when I walk in, is always so welcoming. I'm excited about what we're gonna do next year. But then from Vine Open House, again, celebrating success in our district. We were at West Covina's Renaissance Rally 2 weeks ago. I was at San Jose's Renaissance Rally last week. Very exciting celebration of student achievement. Orangewood's Open House. Okay, what I have to say about that is, wow. To see the IB in force and in place in their classrooms was exciting. And to see their classrooms in comparison to some of the other things we're doing in the district, I am thoroughly excited about what next year is gonna look like. The teachers, to see their energy, to hear from the teachers saying, this was a lot of hard work at the beginning, but now we're to the place where the kids know what to do. We introduce the topic and they run with it. And there was a really special, special city that was set up in Mr. Lechner's class that Miss Gibson also had over at Cameron. And so the students walked me through it. They had a food source, they had a power source, they had housing. They had to think about everything, about government, about how to run it. These were second graders who could thoroughly run through the inner workings of a community. They had to talk about plots and how much land. So when I went to Cameron and saw the exact same item with kindergartners, who too could walk me through what they were doing, was just so exciting. So I'm enthused about what is ahead for our IB as we move forward. And like I said, the difference in the teachers, to see their energy. In addition to that, Walnut Grove had an excellent awards night. That was, again, celebrating student success and being with parents. is just amazing. So thank you. That was it. That was the big things.
Anyone else? Our student board members report?
Me?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. Okay, well, I'll start with Edgewood. Edgewood High School's yearbook will be hosting their annual yearbook release party in the Media Center after school from 2:30 to 3:30. ASB will be having their last rally of the year on Friday, May 13th. Their senior rally will be held in the gym. ASB will be recognizing all seniors going to their higher education. Edgewood High School's dance classes will be hosting a dance showcase on Friday, May 13th at 6:30 p.m. in the gym. Seniors finals will be held on Monday and Tuesday, May 16th and the 17th. Next is PTSA, where they will be hosting their senior barbecue on Tuesday, May 17th at 2:30 to 5 p.m. The class of 2017 will be hosting a senior breakfast in the senior savannah on Thursday, May 19th at 9 a.m. Seniors will have graduation rehearsal in the gym on Friday, May 20th. Also on May 20th, PTSA will be hosting senior reflections on Saturday at the Baldwin Park Marriott from 11 a.m. to noon. Lasalvette Edgewood. Edgewood will be hosting their 2016 graduation on Monday, May 23rd at Thyberg Field in the West Covina at 7 p.m. Unfortunately, we don't have a report for West Covina, but moving on to Coronado. Coronado had an all-student and staff barbecue to reward students with good attendance. Next, the Coronado's art show was a big success with over 50 entries. Coronado's senior breakfast is scheduled for Wednesday, May 25th at 9 a.m. with graduation practice to follow. Graduation will be on May 25th at 6 p.m. at the Edgewood Gym. Coronado's co-ed soccer team plays Sierra High School this Friday. And then awards night is next Thursday. That concludes that. And I just wanted to add that I didn't expect to have an experience like this, but I think it's a good step into the adult world, and I do appreciate like you guys welcoming me and stuff. So yeah, I really like keep this in my back pocket, all this knowledge I've gained, and it really does propel me to like take my next big steps.
Awesome.
So, I appreciate
very
it.
Good. Well done.
Very good.
Thank you.
Yeah. Very good.
We'll see you at graduation, Mr. Valedictorian.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They said you were top of your class.
I don't exactly have that title, but yeah.
Informational report.
Thank you, President Polis. Ms. Knutson.
Well, I think I've said plenty for this evening. but again, I do want to thank everyone and just extend a thank you. Monica put in a lot of time to make this happen, so thank you, Monica. I really appreciate it. And my assistant, Adelina, and just the guy, IT, Eric, thank you guys. You were awesome, all of you. It was really a team effort, you know, to get over here and get all this set up. So thank you.
Thank you. Dr. Copeland.
Want to say thank you to Trustee Flowers for getting me in contact with Patty Cortez at the Upper San Gabriel Valley Municipal Water District. Been playing phone tag with them, but you got me a contact person, so I appreciate that. They do have a grant, $1 million grant, to assist schools and parks in their water conservation effort. So our next step is to work with their consultant, Kurt, to come out to our sites, do some site audits, see if what we're eligible for. So I will keep you updated on that. Also, in the future, I'm gonna be bringing back some very detailed data. You remember about a year ago, we did the lighting retrofitting. Mm-hmm. And preliminary numbers from all the schools show our usage down quite a bit.
Wow.
And so a lot of savings there. So I'll be giving a report on that in future board meetings.
Mr. Seaman.
Just wanted to publicly inform the board and the public that we have reached a tentative agreement with TOC. The negotiations went rather smoothly, and now the next steps are for their unit to ratify and bring it to the board and hopefully ratify here. Also, this is the time for my department that we're winding down this year, but now we're in full swing for getting ready for next year. So we have a number of teachers and administrators and classified staff that we're trying to hire at this time.
Thank you. Board, I just have one word to start with, and that's just wow. What an evening. What phenomenal recognitions, and Denise is selling herself short down there. She did a tremendous amount of work on this program, so I want to thank you, and Monica as well. I'll be honest, when the idea of moving the board meeting from the main district office to Edgewood, my response was short and swift, no. That's the comfort zone. You know, that's where we're gonna go. And they came back at me several times, and finally I said, fine, but if it doesn't go well, it's on your shoulders. So I do thank them for the great work and great job, and obviously everyone in the room was appreciative. The only highlight that I wanna point out just quickly, and I don't have their names, and I apologize for that, but the two advisors at Holland Crest Middle School that put on that career day, those are some people I'd really love to come and recognize. Last year I missed it, and I thought it was a few tables set up with a few people behind a table talking about what they did. I didn't realize the entire school had class schedules for three periods where they went in to various career people from the community that were giving up their time to talk about their career. I do want to point out Trustee Shoemaker was there as a paralegal, and she actually drew me into the conversation, which I, if I would have known, I probably would have walked right by. And also she brought a member of the firm she works with, and I don't know Francisco's last name, I apologize, but...
The owner.
The firm? Okay.
Francisco Leo.
Yeah, and a very nice gentleman. I enjoyed meeting him, too. But from martial arts to attorneys to firemen to police officers to FBI to dancers, they had it all. And all I could think as I walked through is I wish that when I was that age, I was, because I never knew what I wanted to do because I was never even given the opportunities. All I was surrounded by teachers. Case in point. Yeah. So anyway, wonderful, and we will be bringing them back to recognize them. And thank you, Trustee Shoemaker, too, for participating in that.
Ms. Shoemaker.
Oh, I just wanted to say the counselors are Mark Petrozzini and Melissa Arianza, and they do a fantastic job every year. I think this is the fourth time since I have been on the board that I participated. They do it every other year, and it gets bigger and better every year. I had a lot of fun doing the sessions. The first two sessions, the students were a little quieter than they normally are, but the third session, they were very talkative, and once I had the superintendent come up, the questions about the school district, you know, just kept coming, mostly about the school lunch program.
There we go. Cafeteria.
Help me on my toes.
I think at some point my response was, I didn't say it made sense. That's just the way it is.
I just want to thank everyone for this evening. It was lovely. And to see teachers that taught my 30-year-old son here getting awards, and then my younger ones that are coming through now, and how meaningful it was. And for everybody, I had a special story in my head that what they did for my individual children, and then you think about the district as a whole, as a collective, the difference they made in all of their lives.
Right.
And we need to say that the administrators from Edgewood are still here,
yes,
working on cleaning up what's
team.
Way beyond their job scope. Yeah. So I just want to thank you. It looked great, and that's beyond the call of duty.
Absolutely.
To stay this late and after everyone else, the majority of people have gone. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Items from the floor. I have no blue cards. And I'll just, in case there's somebody way out there, is anyone interested in speaking to the board this time?
Sound guys?
Mm-hmm. Seeing no one, we will move to the business section. And that brings us to item A1, the organizational part.
Okay, I have several items on this, so if the board will bear with me.
Yes,
I would like to add C4 and C5 to consent, remove D6, and then D9, we have an amendment on the agenda outline. It shows that we're entering into a contract with the San Gabriel Valley YMCA, when it in fact is the YMCA of Orange County. And then D10, the amendment is in front of us. And then I would also like to table D12. I had several questions about it, and staff has requested that we table this item so they can get the requested information.
You said remove 6, 9, and 10?
Remove D6 for discussion. Table D12, amend D9 and D10, and add C4 and C5.
Are there any other changes? And are the changes acceptable?
I'll move as I presented.
And I'll second.
It's been moved by Jessica Shoemaker and seconded by Michael Flowers to approve the agenda as amended in consent items for their regular meeting of May 10th. says April 26th. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? It passes unanimously. D6, Ms. Shoemaker.
For this item, I would like to separate out Atkinson, Adelson, Loya, Rood, and Romo, and I'll move the rest of the firms presented.
Is there a second on all but Atkinson, Anderson, Lloyd, Rood, and Romo?
Removing those?
Just removing those.
No,
you're going to have to vote on them.
That's the one that's being removed right now.
But we're voting on the rest.
So the motion's for the rest, and it's been moved by Jessica Shoemaker. Is there a second?
I second.
It's been seconded by Michael Flowers. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? It passes unanimously.
Okay, I asked for Atkinson, Adelson, Loya, Rood, and Romo to be removed. They have been district counsel for quite a while. I've dealt with some issues with personnel in that firm, and so as has become the pattern, I will not vote for them to represent our district, and so that is why I asked for it to be separated out from the rest.
Is there anyone that will move?
I'll move it.
Well, are you able to provide any details on what the concerns are?
They were district counsel in the Lily and Lisa Castillo case, and the partner who was actually signing the contract was, in my opinion, because I'm an individual board member, very unprofessional. At one point, he was screaming at me, and so I had to go above him to another partner. I do not like their tactics. I did not like how they kept some board members uninformed compared to others, and so, you know, when you can't trust counsel or advice coming from a firm, I'm not going to vote to keep them employed in our district.
Thank you.
There was one attorney there who did say some disparaging comments about a fellow board member.
To me.
So I do know that that
is accurate information.
So it was moved by.
It was moved by me, Eileen.
Yeah. And is there a second?
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
No. 3-2. That is it. That is there any, that brings us to the end of our meeting. Is there any further board discussion?
Yes, I do have one thing.
Ms. Miranda Jimenez, I'm sorry.
That's okay. I wanted to thank the superintendent, and who else do we need to thank for our book, The Valley of the Shadow of Death? And I noticed that it's a signed copy.
Yes, it is.
Which means it's worth even more, so I will not put it on eBay. But thank you. I know that you had promised it to us and that it was coming. So I want to thank you for coming through with that for us. I look forward to reading it. And I wanted to ask, did the staff get a copy too, the principals?
Yes. Yes. Not everyone is personalized, but everyone's getting a signed copy.
Okay.
Yours were personalized. The only request from the Alexanders is, but if you like the book, that you go onto Amazon and like it.
Okay.
Because that will help them.
Okay. Yeah. And how are we going to in court? Because he came and spoke a year ago, almost a year ago.
Right.
My gosh.
Right.
So how are we going to incorporate it moving forward? Have you given that thought? Being that we now have the book and we had him speak. And
you know, I've not.
Okay.
Although I will tell you, I just had dinner with them when I went and got the book signed, and we did explore some ideas. So, the Alexanders will be with us for a while. They're great people.
They're such a powerful story and a very moving message.
Likely what I'll do initially is ask if they'll be willing to come to some school sites. individually and share their stories with our staff.
Excellent.
Oh, that would be nice.
Yeah, that would be. The only thing I wanted to add, thank you so much, our dates to remember, there's a whole bunch of them, was May 19th. Please remember that at 10 a.m., Garden Gourmet Celebration. So you all can keep that in mind. The kids have been preparing. They're so excited. When I went to go to all the last Garden Gourmet meetings, the kids were, the ones who were selected are so nervous and excited. So May 19th at 10 a.m. at Hearst Ranch, the Garden Gourmet Celebration. That was it.
I have one thing. In a packet on tonight, we had a senior night, senior award night for Edgewood.
Mm-hmm.
But in that packet, it says 6:30. It says 6. What is the exact time?
Oh.
And are the promotions for the
award nights?
Are all these at the same time?
Oh, yes. For the middle school?
The one that came on the invitation.
We have to.
Okay.
We typically divide. And we each personally have a rotation.
Unless you want to sit up in the very front, then you get there at 6. So there's
yeah,
room for you.
You know what? Thank you. Monica, Ms. Kelly, Mr. Menares was just asking about our middle school promotion. So I will be at Hollingcrest. I was explaining to Mr. Menares that we all divide and conquer on that day because they're all at the same time. So we try to divide and at least have one board member at each middle school. And so everyone kind of does their own internal, their own rotation. So I'll be at Hollingcrest this year.
Were you needing to know that now?
If you like, if you know.
Because
we don't have a board meeting.
I got Walnut Grove.
Okay.
Where did you say you were going?
Hollingcrest. It's my turn. It's my rotation.
And I'll go to Edgewood, then we'll have one at each.
Okay. Right,
and then
I'll go to one.
Yeah, I gotta look at my schedule.
Another Walnut Grove. Okay. I think I was there last year.
I was there last year. It's a good one.
Okay. Is there any further business?
Unfortunately, I have a quick item, President Polis. I apologize. And I will take full responsibility for what I'm about ready to tell you. Historically, my experience has been that board president, if there's a committee member needs to be assigned or somebody needs to be assigned somewhere, the board president does that. I met with President Polis, and we are under a time crunch to appoint two people to be on the survey committee that's going to look at the survey and approve the survey prior to it going out to the community, which you've already approved. It was pointed out to me that there is board policy in this district that decision can only be made by the board itself. So we can't do it tonight because it's not on the agenda. So I am going to ask to calendar a very short, maybe 15-minute special meeting for the sole purpose of nominating two members to be on this committee. That's going to hear the survey from our experts, give any input that they might want to give, and then move on from there. Dr. Koglin, any thoughts on that?
How soon do you need?
I need it as soon as you can calendar it.
So before the 19th?
That would be great.
Well, because we have had, Oh, that's an awards night.
Yeah. Well, how about awards right night before one of the awards nights?
That would
like
be good.
Most of us go to West Covina High's.
And Edgewood's. What night is West Covina High?
Edgewood is tomorrow, but that's not enough time to
notice
the public.
For West Covina, it's May 18th.
It's the 18th.
That would be fine.
May
18th.
5 o'clock.
Could we do the meeting at West Covina High?
Yes.
That's
on site.
We have done special meetings before graduations or different events,
right,
because we don't typically have enough board meetings to get the business done. But we're all together.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
So May 18th at 5.
That would be.
Does that work?
If you're all willing, that would be wonderful.
Okay.
I see you checking.
Okay. At the high school.
Okay.
And again, my apologies to the board. I just assumed that was a mistake.
Let me get it in my calendar. Ay, ay, ay.
Does it work for everyone else? So Wednesday?
Okay.
does.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
Oh, I just didn't hear Mr.
I'm sorry, yes.
Is that works for me?
Yes.
It's May 8th. What did it be?
No, it's May 18th at 5 at West Covina High School. Yeah. That's a Wednesday.
Next week, Wednesday.
Yes. Is there any other business? Then we will adjourn at 8:55.
All right.
Not bad.
Very nice.